And welcome back to an episode of Geeks and Chairs. It's me, your boy Eli.
It's me, Joe.
And we're here to finish up the year with talking about Loki, a show that we have not finished up on. But we're mostly just going to be talking about our thoughts of it in general and where it could lead for the future of Marvel, since the idea of Kang Dynasty is still technically in the air.
I think
It's
this is,
weird.
If you haven't been in the news about Kang and stuff, or rather, his actor Jonathan Majors was. Yeah, if you haven't been in the news about Jonathan Majors, the actor that has been plays Kang and all his variants, a lot of domestic violence stuff going on there. And,
Yeah, we're not going to talk too much about that.
yeah, but pretty much it's kind of one of those interesting little wrinkles in terms of deals with Loki, right? But yeah, we've finished up. And it definitely took us a bit of time to come back to it, but
A lot of stuff is going on in our lives, guys. I'm sorry.
yeah, and we also just had to like go out with some interesting ideas for episodes as well,
Yeah, so really we're just going to the last few episodes we didn't talk about essentially involved Timely sort of finding his place, kind of not finding his place, but like just kind of like trying to help figure this out, and ultimately ends in such a very violent way. Yeah, because he gets killed in an episode, and you're like, "Whoa, okay," and I'm just like, "That's horrifying," because he's not like descend he slowly disintegrates. It's the moment you see kind of like his jaw, like show off.
It's very reminiscent of the way Mr. Fantastic gets offed in the Multiverse of Madness
Yeah, he gets
movie,
stringed.
and he gets all stringed up. it's kind of in a similar vein to that. But yeah, sort of the last three episodes are basically just Loki trying to figure out a way to like stop sort of the end of the
Multiverse.
multiverse from happening. He learns how to control his little time slipping stuff. He's going around like seeing all the like essentially who everybody at all our main characters at the TVA who they originally were, right?
Yeah,
Which
this is
is
funny, funny because some of them are just like legit people, and now some of them are just like, B12, I forget her name,
Hunter
but
B12, right?
she was a doctor, a doctor for children, and she clearly loved her job. And then there's old boy Ken Huang's character,
Yeah, OB.
Obi, where he was like, I'm a failed writer, and I'm just like, that's sad.
Dude, the way they exhibit that, where he just goes into a bookstore and like tries to buy a book, and it's like, I don't know why it's not scanning it, it's like, and then it turns out he's the author of that book, and he planted all those books in that little library in the little
That's so
bookstore,
sad.
and he's just trying to like, he's buying his own books just because he wants the people to buy his book, and it's just like, oh,
That's every content creator right now.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's back in the day. That's how
Yeah.
you would get that,
Yeah.
right? But yeah, that's just so sad.
Yeah, too bad he doesn't have social media. It was in the 90s too. There's no social media to help him like boost up his like
Well, I
potential.
mean, I don't know how well. I mean, you have to be good at writing stuff and having
Yeah.
interesting stuff to sell books.
Yeah.
I mean, J.K. Rowling definitely took some time, right, when she was writing the Harry Potter series, right?
Yeah, at least he didn't turn out like her.
Yeah, that's you're not wrong there.
Yeah.
Wrong.
But then I forget his name, the other guy. He turns out he was
Casey?
Casey was in Alcatraz.
Yeah, I think he was one of the
Escaped convicts.
yeah that
That.
famous story about the three dudes who escaped Alcatraz, by making plaster
Did
heads
they
of
though?
themselves.
Wasn't the whole thing that they didn't escape? Like they just might have died on the way there.
Well, they still escaped the prison,
Fair enough,
though,
fair enough.
man. Like, they
Fair
still
enough.
escaped the prison. Whether or not they lived to make it to shore, completely, up to speculation.
Which is kind of funny because he's such a quiet and nice dude.
Yeah, he's just like a very nice, timid guy, just like, oh,
Yeah.
hey, how you doing,
He's like,
And
I'll stab you!
then, well, I mean, he's more like, let's rob some banks, you see?
Oh my god, yeah. And then Mobius is a jet ski salesman.
Yeah, he's
finally putting a cap to that little story arc.
Oh yeah.
But the thing I like about it is that he tries to get everyone together. There's a moment where you're like, oh, this has to do with like friendship, right? Like, you know, he gets all his friends together.
Through the power of friendship, he'll be able to stop the loom from exploding and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the case. He just had to like find the way.
Yeah, because he's essentially just trying to find a way to get back to
mm-hmm.
the TVA, but ultimately doesn't end up well. Although it is kind of interesting because he
mm-hmm.
goes to find Sylvie, and she's in, you know, this entire time he's trying to explain, like, hey, listen, this is going to sound weird, but, you know, he's explaining the whole spiel. He just goes to Sylvie, like, listen, what I'm going to say to you is strange. He's like, Loki, what are you doing? It's like, wait, you know. You remember me?
It's like,
yeah. Yeah, no shit, I remember you.
I'm a fucking god.
Yeah. What the hell?
Why aren't you helping me? Like, because I don't want to. I want to spend my life the way I want before I die. And,
yeah.
No, that does not end up well because everything she loves is getting destroyed.
Well, yeah, because, you know, she quickly realizes that even though she wants to live her nice little, normal life without having the TVA involvement. Sadly, her timeline, you know,
mm-hmm.
gets destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
In a pretty, I would say horrific way.
Yeah, and then, like, by the next episode, Loki eventually finds out how to control his powers, but it's such a funny thing. He's just, like, trying every kind of way until he ends up like, no, I have to confront this. He confronts, what's his name?
He Who Remains.
He Who Remains, like, and that's when it just kind of hits. I'm like, oh, I think I might know how to solve it. And then we get, like we're speeding through this because, like, most people have already seen the episode, and most of the ideas that we're going to talk about, like, where this means for the future of the Marvel movies, because, like, currently where we're at and all that stuff. But, like, the idea that Loki kind of, like, does a self-sacrifice.
Yeah, because, I mean, he instead of,
mm-hmm.
having Timely go out to fix the loom and stuff, Loki himself goes out to basically, sort of serve as the catalyst to the loom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, He Who Remains explains that the loom is actually a failsafe, right? Like, it's meant to just destroy all the timelines except for the sacred timeline. If it
mm-hmm.
ever, if there's too many.
Yeah.
So essentially, you know, the problem that they're trying to solve is just unfixable.
Mm-hmm.
So Loki, you know, the way of fixing that problem is essentially just to become sort of this guardian of time, basically.
Yeah.
Trying to gather up as many of the timelines as he can and sort of just fueling it with his own magical energy and stuff, right?
Yeah. It's kind of a beautiful one, and you didn't see this at the time, but around the time when this episode came out, a lot of people noted that his final words were reminiscent of his final words in the first Thor movie.
Mm.
Like, this is all for you, and so on and so forth. And it's like, oh, he's quoting himself from back in the day, in a way that it makes it seem like, you know, coming back to full circle kind of shit.
Right.
And, yeah, he essentially save the timeline, everyone's living a happy life. And then Mobius is like, we need to get him out of there.
Well, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, listen, let's go find Loki, right?
Yeah.
And it is kind of neat to see where everybody is. They even make mention of the events of Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumanium.
Mm-hmm.
With Mobius passing, like, we've managed to find maybe one of the, you know, variants, but it seems like there was an incident on, you know, the 616 side of the, you know,
we're still calling it that.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's definitely one of those interesting things, I guess, that's still sort of, as I guess some Marvel fans sort of like, what? You know? Like,
yeah.
Not only, because I think originally when it comes to the 616 designation, right?
Yeah.
It's usually served for the comics.
Mm.
We had Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness stuff, mentioned, oh, we designated your universe as 616 and stuff.
But every other place called it Earth 1999, something like that.
Yeah, like how in
Spider-Verse.
Yeah, in the Spider-Verse movies, Miguel makes note of that. You know, he is a blatant reference. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like, don't get me started on with that nerd on, you know, Earth 1999 and stuff. You know, trying to screw up the timeline, screw
it's
the
funny.
Multiverse. God damn it. You know, so yeah, it is kind of one of those interesting things. I don't know. I think it's in terms of the MCU. I think when it references
mm-hmm.
itself, it references itself as 616. But in terms of the entire actual Marvel multiverse, it's, you know, supposed to be Earth 1999.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, we're doing it just for those comic fans. It really makes no sense. But sure. But thankfully, like, the show ends in a way where it feels very finite. It feels like this is the end. But there's a chance that we could always see Logan come back. That's kind of like the whole thing with comics, right? It's never really over.
Well, yeah, and Loki's not dead. He's just, you know, fulfilling his
great purpose.
Great purpose, you know, like,
again, bringing it back to that, you know, whole thing, which is like, I was saying, this show's very good as a finale. But, you know, even Tom Hiddleston was like, I don't know if I'm ready to say goodbye to this.
Yeah, and I think there are interesting ways, I guess, you could have Loki continue on. I mean, obviously,
mm-hmm.
like, we're probably going to get into this more of just, like, where does this leave the MCU, right?
Yeah, because not only have we been having quality issues, but we have real-life issues that could affect the things where they go. And we've talked about it before, right, that, like, Marvel has always kept it in a way where everything's sort of kind of easily flexible, easily, you know, adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
But the way things have been going recently, it's kind of like, it's kind of hard for them to do that now. I think also because, like, they adjust themselves in a way where, like, they can do anything, but the people expect too much, not expect too much, but, like, are, like, thinking that this is going to connect to a bigger thing, but obviously they can course correct, but now it's kind of hard for them to do that, you know what I'm saying?
No, I get what you mean,
mm-hmm.
where you're coming from that. At the same time, I think, you know, there's definitely a good chunk of people who are into the MCU who stopped watching after Endgame only because of it felt like a nice place to end it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear a lot of the times of, like, why are we still doing this stuff? You know, like, didn't, like, the big story end kind of thing? And it's like, I think I mentioned this before, the last time we talked about the problems going on with the MCU is that, you know, it's like one of those things like, oh, normal people are now understanding what it's like for comics, you know, like to be into comics and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Just
where
because,
like,
it ends doesn't mean it's over.
Yeah, like, you know, the story will go on and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, obviously I think Loki was always going to be, like, you know, something people would be interested in because obviously people really liked Loki
mm-hmm.
and Tom Hiddleston and all that, you know.
He's
a fan favorite. No, I mean, he's had multiple, like, death fakeouts, right?
Way too many.
So, I mean, at this point, you know, it would not surprise me if he came back in some way, shape, or form. I mean, after all, he's, you know, supporting and, you know, allowing the multiverse
mm-hmm.
to even, you know, continue to happen,
yeah.
Right?
And if he doesn't come back, he kind of, in a way, is living on through holding on to the multiverse.
I mean, yeah, like, again, like, he's not dead.
Yeah.
Like, we know, like, we see at the end of the series, season finale or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, he's very much alive and he's sort of, like, doing his thing over there. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, you know, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
This is all going to work out.
Yeah. But obviously, like, there was a moment where you were talking to me about this when you were watching the final episode. I was like, what is, because you were talking about, like, okay, that settles that Kang, but now they're introducing the other Kangs. But obviously, we don't know where this is going to lead because of situations that are happening in real life with Jonathan Majors. But for me, Part of it is that they plan too far ahead without having the even concrete idea what on the situation that's going on right now.
Well,
by situation,
I mean
like the quality of right now, the movies for right now, not the movies in the future, but the movies right now.
Well, it's one of those things that I would say it's kind of like putting too many eggs in one basket kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And I think Marvel, or, you know, Kevin Feige and the dudes behind the MCU and stuff, really were hoping that all the sort of stuff that they were wanting to do would be kind of, like, received well. And I think some of it has been, others have not been.
Yeah, I feel like the negative ones have been outweighing the good ones. Like a lot of the good ones aren't the best, but they're good. They're okay. Like, I think, we might hype them up sometimes, but that's because, like, we're those kind of fans. But also, we kind of understand why everyone doesn't like those. Like, we really like Multiverse of Madness, but some people are like, no, that one was pretty bad. I'm like, eh. At best, it was okay. Right. And, like, what was the movie? Shang-Chi was also pretty good. Not the best, not the highest of highs, but it's pretty good.
Black
Panther 2 was also one of those.
Yeah, I would say, like, you know, it's kind of interesting how people blast Love and Thunder, which, I mean, I get it from a certain angle. Like,
mm-hmm.
I kind of do see that, like, especially with, I guess, the potential of the Gore the Butcher storyline and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's kind of, like, funny that people sort of, like, now actually, like, are, like, come out as, like, oh, I never liked Taika's take on Thor anyway, you know?
It's like, bullshit.
Ragnarok friggin' was, you know, terrible, actually, you know?
No, it's
even
not.
Even though most people, you know, when it came out, were like, yeah, no, I like this direction for Thor, you know? It's more fun and, you know, more interesting, you know, that sort of thing. Like,
there's people who like why help them make it more like more like true to the more that Viking ass. I'm like, Thor was never that Viking in the comics.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think people don't really get about mythological characters in most comic book stories.
Oh yeah,
They don't really try to be, like, accurate to the original myth and stuff. I mean, heck, friggin' Wonder Woman, like, that, you know, like, she's definitely not, like, they're kind of closer, I guess, in the movies a little bit, but
yeah.
Even then it's like, no, that is not how any of that happened in the myths, you know?
And also depending on who's writing the myths, too, because, like, I remember there was one Wonder Woman comic where Diana was, like, ready to kill Hephaestus because it was around the time where, like, it was really gross. It was really gross. But it was, like, the Amazon's forgotten sons. Like, they were gonna go, like, throw him out and whatever, and Hephaestus was like, no, I'll take care of him. And she's like, you're free, brothers. And, like, he saved our lives. And it's just like, it's okay. But, like, yeah, no, it's not very much, like, one-to-one. At best, Thor was always more of a space-faring character. Because, like, he would always, like, travel around, like, different worlds, different things, that kind of stuff. Never was he really, like, that, like, honed in Norse mythology. And, again, kind of depends on the writer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Donny Cates, one of the writers I praise 100 times over, if you know me. Like, was writing a Thor book where, at one point it ends with, like, it ends in a very, like, Norse mythology way with someone getting, like, the poison of the snake dropping in their eyes. If you know the myth, you know the myth. But let's just say it's not the person this time, it's someone else. But yeah, no, it's, they've always been very much, like, this idea that, if it's not this way, then it's bad. But yeah, no, the negatives have very much overweighed the positives in some of these stuff, and it's totally understandable too, because, like, you expect better quality, and especially, like, right now, where they're just pumping it out.
Yeah, and I think that's something I think the MCU has, or at least especially Kevin Feige, have acknowledged that. Yeah, they probably went a little too hard on all these Disney Plus shows.
Mm-hmm.
and, you know, just trying to spew out just a bunch of content.
Mm-hmm. Now, whether it's them or Disney, that's still a different conversation entirely.
I mean, you would imagine it's kind of both because, you know, like, both have the incentive, especially mm-hmm. with, you know, the launch of Disney Plus, right, of like, hey, you know, we want to make more content for our streaming service. Let's get some MCU stuff on here. And, you know, like, not to say that every single, like, Disney Plus, like, you know, like, MCU show is bad or anything, because it's not.
No. Loki, WandaVision, to an extent, What If. I have my gripes with it, but I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed She-Hulk, despite what some people would say. Like, there's some shows in there that are pretty good. But I've also said, you've heard me say before, Secret Invasion was not good. It was not good. Not at all. But, you know, that's fine. You can have, like, failures. You can have successes. But the quality needs to be there, too. It's hellly we did not get that with some of these. Now, because of that, all this stuff, it's wondering, is like, okay, what about the movies now? Because, like, you're setting up for all this stuff, and nothing is connecting, nothing is making sense. Like, what now?
Yeah, because really, it's more, like, when you think about how the first, you know, the Infinity Saga, right, how that all played out, right, you have, like, I wouldn't say, like, there wasn't necessarily a big plan, but obviously after the Avengers, you clearly sort of set up Thanos as, like, oh, you know, he's a big bad, you know, that'd be
will
interesting.
Will we use him in the second movie? Who knows?
Yeah, but basically, you know, it's like, oh, we're teasing the Infinity Gauntlet storyline, you know, potentially being a factor, you know, that's kind of cool and interesting, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, I think, I truly do think, one of the things about, like, this phase of Marvel is that, you know, like, this whole sort of, like, multiverse saga is that there isn't really, hasn't been, like, a big, like, unifying moment to, like, establish, like, okay, this is where, what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you could argue something like No Way Home, right? Because it, like, was like that, where it's like, oh, this is, like,
Doctor Strange, yeah.
Yeah, like, this is the multiverse stuff. This is where we're sort of going with it, right? And it's like, I don't know, because it's like, it feels like we're focusing all these on these various things, but at the same time, there's, like, stuff that you feel like should be interesting and focused on, because it's like, all right, so, obviously, when we get a new Avengers movie, you know, we have, you know, Falcon as the new Captain America. We'll have, you know, such and such. It's like, it feels a little like, why aren't we getting more films about, like, all these new characters interacting with one another, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why haven't we gotten, like, an actual decent, like, team-up like we did with the Avengers movies, right? Because that's always what it felt like to me whenever we did get an Avengers movie. It's like, ah, this is sort of like the climax of this arc of the... of the, you know, of the saga, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, this...
which is the point of, like, every Avengers movie.
Yeah, it's like, the first Avengers, get the team together. The second Avengers, you know, like, the main thing about that is, like, oh, show that there's divisions in the team to help set up some stuff, like, you know, Civil War and all, you know, like, lay that groundwork, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Endgame, Infinity War and Endgame, you know, those are the big crescendos, right? Like, that's your big sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, Infinity War, you know, with the way it ends, is like, oh, you're, you know, it's like the everything has fallen apart kind of thing. What do we do? And then, of course, the Endgame, you know, the big resolution of that story arc.
Mm-hmm.
But we really haven't had that here in this phase of Marvel. And I think it sort of shows, there isn't a whole lot, I guess, regular audiences to get interested in. Because it's like, okay, we know this is building up to multiverse stuff, right? But,
yeah,
like, we haven't really gotten a whole lot of it. Like, how does Shang-Chi's storyline involve the multiverse?
Mm-hmm.
How do the Eternals get involved in the multiverse?
Are they even coming back?
You know, yeah. Like, that's sort of thing. Like, we kind of get, you know, it's sort of like, an aftermath thing going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, heck, like, again, like, we're in Phase 5 right now, but it doesn't even feel like we're in a new phase of Marvel.
It feels like we're still in the same space.
Yeah, like, there wasn't, like, I guess you could argue with the start of Quantumanium being, like, the first Phase 5 movie, like, okay, so now we're getting, like,
set up for Kang, which will lead into Kang Dynasty, but that's leading nowhere. Plus, like, how a lot of people feel about Kang in that movie is, like, is he really capable? Well, he is. They're not just fighting that one Kang. They aren't fighting against all the variants. That's essentially what it's implying. But, like, if you feel like you're not, if the villain you set up isn't, you know, you're not confident, if the people don't feel like they're not confident with the villain, should you even go with it?
The reason why you would say people aren't confident in it is because obviously the real world implications involved with Jonathan Majors right now,
mm-hmm.
where I guess depending on how the whole trial goes, which I do think is still ongoing,
yeah,
we won't really comment much about it, other than that's the thing that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously if it does happen, like if he gets found guilty and stuff, then yeah, Marvel probably would not. It would not be a good look on Marvel or Disney to continue
with Kang. And even now, like, not just with the Kang situation, just, like, people's reception to the films. Because, like, well, we haven't talked about the Marvels. It's the lowest grossing film, and people are, like, saying, okay, that's the final nail. That's the end of comic movies. And I'm just like, not really. Like, We didn't stop with couple movies. We didn't stop with musicals. They'll still be there. It's just people are kind of like tired.
I would say it's less of people are tired of superhero movies and more like people want more good ones,
mm-hmm.
right? Because obviously we say, you know, the Marvel's lowest grossing Marvel movie of all time. Could you blame it on just various reshoots? Maybe you blame it on the fact that it has two of your major characters are from Disney Plus shows, and you're hoping and expecting fans to have watched those things, right?
Yeah, no matter what, that movie had an upward battle.
Yeah. But at the same time, you know, we also got Guardians of the Galaxy 3 in the same year, and which is very lauded as, like, one of the most best comic book movies to come out in a while.
A lot of emotional things were going on in that movie. I heard a lot of people crying in that movie.
Yeah, so pretty much, you know, like,
it's very... also had the Batman, which is this year. Was it last year?
No, it was last year.
Okay, never mind.
But point being, right, like,
there are outliers to the...
Like, I mean, you could also argue, if you really wanted to, oh, The Flash is what is going to kill comic book movies, and it did not do well.
No.
Yeah, Warner Brothers drank pretty hard on that one, and it's like, this is your sloppy way of resetting your DC universe to set up James Gunn's take on the DC universe. That's cool, I guess.
Even if that is what it's going on, I don't even know. And we haven't even talked about Aquaman the Lost Kingdom.
Which, yeah, it's supposed to come out this year, I'm pretty sure this month, right?
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, that's going to be interesting,
that's
right?
That's going to be real interesting. But, like, honestly, the future for Marvel is really just kind of up in the air. I think right now it's best for them just to... We didn't even talk about Blade.
We did talk about... Again, this is stuff we've talked about before in, like, our previous episode when it came to it, but it was more specifically on that sort of thing. But in terms of, the impact with Loki, you know, it's very clear that, I think Marvel will still try to do its multiverse stuff. Whether or not they pivot off of Kang, or, I mean...
Rumor has it, Doctor Doom's coming in.
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, you also have... I don't know, I think it's still entirely possible you also just recast Jonathan Majors.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know whether or not that's trickier than just pivoting to Doctor Doom. But, you know, it's one of those, like, things of just... It feels like a lot of the characters that Marvel wants to promote hasn't been sticking the landing, and it really feels like we're just sort of waiting on the bigger stars mm-hmm. that we haven't seen stuff from, like Blade, like the Fantastic Four, like
X-Men.
X-Men, which, I mean, Deadpool 3 comes out next year, and people are already sort of clamoring for it. Like, that's sort of the thing. Like, earlier, like, I don't think this is the end of comic book movies in general, because, I mean, Deadpool 3 comes out next year, and
people are hyped for that one.
And people are super hyped about that one.
They're hyped for the new Superman movie, which I'm hyped for, because I want a good Superman movie.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of interesting things to look forward to in that aspect.
I do think it's just, like, people are just kind of tired of, like, Marvel movies just because of the nature of, like, that fandom and that sort of perception of, like, what it means to have that kind of, you know, situation. Like, I mean, like, look at all the directors that are being asked about Marvel movies, and they're like, I don't give a fuck about them. It's like, why are you even asking people that? You already know the answer. Martin Scorsese isn't going to watch the superhero movie. Why would he? That's not who he is.
I mean, it's really, I mean, I know why they ask. And that is just to get clicks and stuff.
No shit. That's kind of the point I'm saying, right?
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that makes people, like, really, like, you know, negative towards some of the stuff. Like, that's fine if, like, someone doesn't want to watch that. No one's forcing you. It's just people kind of won't shut up about it. Right?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, no, I think Marvel itself sort of does need to, like, tone back a lot of its stuff. You know, sort of go with the route of the comics where, you know, every once in a while we get the big event that brings everyone together. Everyone has their own little storylines, little cherry moments of, like, that lead up to the big thing. Kind of like what they did in the beginning.
Right. I mean, you know, again, that's not, you know, I don't think you're wrong with that.
No.
It's clearly, you know, wanting to do probably something different is probably what they wanted to do, because
they want to change.
Yeah, like, it's nice to experiment and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think it's wrong to do that, you know, because after a while, like,
at the same time, is like, are they allowed to do it? You know? Can they do it? Like, will there be enough reception for it? Like, Echo is the new show that's coming out, and that one's going to be different.
I mean, yeah, again, I think, like, I think that one we mentioned briefly in the previous episode, but it's clear, like, again, it's like it is different in the way it's presented in the trailer and stuff, and I think that's what gets people about it, because it's like there's clearly people who want different things out of the MCU, and, like, it's like, yes, do that, you know, like, don't give us this other stuff. We want stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's sort of a...
That's, like, a good place to end it. Because we're going to be talking about, like, circles about stuff. But, yeah, though, we do want this thing to succeed. We do want to see more quality stuff. And really, that's what it is. We just want quality. Enough of the quantity, and we don't want quality. Simple as that. But if you like what you heard, sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. At the Centurions, we're most active on Instagram. There you can find a link to do all podcasts, which is part of, like, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, all of the like. And we have a YouTube for all you audio listeners out there who want to put a face to the voice. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe. And, yeah, we have a Patreon there that's also for support. And, yeah, that's about it. It's been me, your boy Eli.
It's me, Joe.
And this is the last episode of the year. Hope to see you guys next year. Peace.